It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on Measure D. During his 1992 presidential campaign, Bill Clinton successfully used against the elder George Bush the famous phrase, "It's the economy, stupid." I often want to say to the proponents of Measure D, "It's the business deal." And stop right there. Let's take the business term number one. If Measure D is approved, we'll be paying 45% of our property taxes to the fire district forever. Yes, that's forever, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. This percentage payment provision would have no connection to the cost of the service to be provided. If fire protection costs less than 45%, which it has as recently as 2010 and a number of years prior, the district has a windfall. If fire protection costs more than 45%, the proponents of Measure D would have you believe you are protected from any increase. Not so. The district would impose an increase via the same process as a water or sewer district. So heads, the district wins. Tails, the district wins. Does that sound like a good deal? Business term number two. The annexation is effectively irreversible. The proponents of Measure D are implying the reversal of the annexation only requires a 3-2 vote of the Sausalito City Council. They are conveniently forgetting that the Fire District Board and the Marin Local Agency Formation Commission must also have a say in any de-annexation. Do you really think the Fire District Board will vote to surrender the $3-plus million in revenue from Sausalito, the Golden Goose? If the board objects, the Formation Commission is not going to approve the de-annexation. At that point, the only recourse would be a protest petition similar to the one that finally placed Measure D on the public ballot. A successful protest petition would require the signatures of over 5,000 voters in the then fire district. Last time, we were originally only given 5 weeks to gather the required signatures. The proponents of Measure D might not understand how difficult that would be, but those of us who recently gathered 1,370 signatures to put Measure D on the ballot well understand the impossibility of gathering 4 times that number. So to sum up the bidding so far, heads the district wins, tails the district wins, and we can't get out of the game. Third business term, pension liability exposure. The proponents of Measure D argue that pensions are not a factor in the annexation, and even argue that the cost will go down because the firefighters will begin making contributions toward their pensions. The reality is that the current unfunded pension liability for the 15 firefighters is $1.6 million, which would increase to $3.7 million upon annexation. A $2.1 million increase should be a factor in any analysis. Additionally, the current state pension plan limits pensions to 90% of salary, while the district's county plan allows 100% of salary for a pension. The county pension plan also has provisions for certain benefit items to be included in the final pension calculations that the state fund would not allow. Looking down the road, pensions will be a major component of the cost of Measure D. The proponents of Measure D are upset that I have raised the irregular and expensive financing of the public safety building. As I have pointed out in past broadcasts, I have raised this ugly piece of financial irresponsibility not because of its direct effect on Measure D, but as evidence the architects of that financing, who are also proponents of Measure D, created a monster that will cost the taxpayers $10 million more than a standard municipal financing. The proponents of Measure D defend this costly financing by saying it was overwhelmingly approved by the voters. So let me ask you this. At the time you voted for the bond financing, did you know that the cost of the financing would increase 5.5% a year for 35 years? That the last payment on the $15.5 million in bonds would be $2.4 million? That the premium, the overall premium for this ugly vehicle would be over $10 million? You could almost endow the library for $10 million. In short, Measure D is a bad, bad business deal. No connection between price and cost, no going back, and huge pension consequences. Let's not burden future generations. Vote no on Measure D. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted!
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.